As the economic damage of coronavirus spreads, new worries about evictions making things even worse.
There is this public health crisis in which being homeless or on the streets, you know, exacerbates the risk of infection.
And people are buying lots of groceries, of course, but also a large amount of pot. New data on pandemic shopping. From buying to selling, specifically top execs selling stocks. We'll look at how many of them sold in time to avoid big losses. It's Tuesday, March 24th. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. This is What's News. Grounded. We are reporting exclusively that big U.S. airlines are working on plans for a potential voluntary shutdown of virtually all passenger flights across America. Government agencies have also considered ordering a halt. No official decision on a shutdown has been made by the carriers or the White House. Airlines for America, the trade group for domestic carriers, didn't immediately respond for comment. GE Engines power an awful lot of those planes. That company is laying off about 10% of its U.S. workers in its aviation division, around 2,500 people. The jet engine business is GE's largest and most profitable. We are reporting that the White House is considering easing social distancing guidelines, possibly as early as next week. Leaders have to decide where they stand in striking the balance between public health and the economy. The president addressed those concerns yesterday.
I'm not looking at months, I can tell you right now. We're going to be opening up our country.
A lockdown is easing in China's Hubei province, where the coronavirus pandemic first emerged. Starting tomorrow, authorities will end restrictions on outbound traffic for healthy people, but the capital city of Wuhan will stay restricted for another 2 weeks. This comes as many governments in the U.S. and Europe tighten their own guidelines. Michigan, Massachusetts, and Indiana all issued stay-at-home orders and advisories. The U.K. announced a nationwide lockdown yesterday, only allowing residents outside homes for specific essential reasons. In just a moment, efforts to stop a wave of evictions as American jobs disappear. The wave of destruction we're seeing in the job market could lead to a spike in evictions as unemployed people run out of money to pay the rent. The regulator of Fannie and Freddie is providing help for landlords who suspend evictions, and many local governments are stepping in to help people stay in their homes through the pandemic. Journal housing reporter Will Parker spoke with Charlie Turner.
Will, layoffs are rising because the coronavirus has shut down or otherwise impacted so many businesses. A lot of people who've been laid off are homeowners and renters worried about being evicted from their homes. Are they getting any relief from cities or states? What's being done on their behalf?
So several cities and states and local court districts have started suspending evictions. So that either means they're suspending hearings on evictions of residential tenants, or they are actually stopping the enforcement of evictions that have been ordered. So one of the first to do this was New York and places in California and states such as Washington and North Carolina have followed. Court systems in Detroit and Missouri have done similar things. So most of the actions that are being taken are kind of temporary moratoriums on evictions and in some cases foreclosures as well. So some of them are well defined and that, you know, the moratoriums are only going to last for a couple of weeks. Others are indefinite.
It makes you wonder what's going to happen after the moratoriums are over. Are people going to be endangered again? Are they going to be on the hook? Is that the big worry here?
That is one of the major worries. You talk to legal aid attorneys who, you know, are kind of the first line of defense for tenants who are facing eviction. You know, they are very supportive of measures that are being taken to delay that while there is this public health crisis in which being homeless or on the streets, you know, exacerbates the risk of infection. But they are worried about when these suspensions are lifted. Joblessness caused by the crisis may persist, lack of income. You know, will this be a problem just waiting to happen once that is lifted?
After a quick break, a closer look at markets and billions in stock sales by executives avoiding losses before the coronavirus devastated shares. The U.S. dollar is surging as investors change their bets in the coronavirus pandemic. Our markets editor Quentin Webb explains what's happening and what could come next.
Well, there's been a scramble for dollars in the last few weeks, not just among American companies, But, you know, amongst international institutions too, so foreign banks, foreign corporations, basically everyone wants to make sure they have enough dollars on hand to tide them through what could be a difficult period as, you know, maybe sales go down, as their businesses are disrupted by the coronavirus. And that scramble for dollars has kind of sent various markets haywire, really. It's kind of put pressure on a lot of different currencies. A lot of companies have gone to their banks and said, you promised us these credit lines. If we needed them, now we want to draw on them in full. And so they've kind of made these big demands on their banks. What does it mean? Well, it's sort of an illustration, really, of how the dollar remains the kind of undisputed global reserve currency. And that is both a blessing in some ways for the United States and also at this particular moment, a bit of a weak point. You know, over the years, there's been suggestions about the euro or the Chinese yuan even becoming kind of rivals, but they are nowhere close. And the second thing it reflects is there's been a welter of borrowing in dollars over the last few years. That was all fine when things are going well, a little bit more problematic now.
Let's take a closer look now at stock sales by executives at some of America's biggest companies. Many sold ahead of big market drops when the coronavirus threat worsened. Here's Quentin again with more.
Well, so the Wall Street Journal has done a detailed analysis of selling by corporate executives since the beginning of February, and it found more than $9 billion worth of stock had been sold by executives of listed US companies, and that potentially saved those people something in the order of $1.9 billion, given that, you know, obviously we've seen markets tumble in the last few weeks. Now, we should say that there is no suggestion that the executives sold any of this stock based on inside information. And of course, you know, that there is often quite a bit of stock selling by corporate executives through the year. And the first few months of the year are often a busy time for this, not least, for example, to meet tax obligations. Often sales are kind of preset ahead of time under these kind of government sanctioned trading programs that allow shares to be sold without kind of direct intervention from an executive. With all that said, though, of course, you know, there is a lot of scrutiny at the moment on the timing of share sales, for example, by elected representatives in the United States. And this is an important issue. And I think this is a piece that makes for interesting reading.
Finally, there's what you may think people are buying based on what you hear or what you see in local grocery stores. And then there's what people are actually buying. To figure out the latter, we've pulled together a large set of data to see exactly how the pandemic is transforming our habits. Journal Economics reporter Gwynne Gilford explains what's up and what's down.
So spending on services, anything that involves social interaction or public gatherings or mass transportation, those have dropped off a cliff. Hotel occupancy, leisure spending, stuff like live events, and the restaurant business, those are all really suffering. At the same time, there are signs that people are holding off on buying big ticket items, so cars, possibly household items. Then there are the industries that are benefiting. People are shelling out big time on groceries, both online and offline. As they prepare to kind of hole up at home for a couple weeks. And then you also have sort of more specific kinds of stocking up, like big increase in ammunition purchases and big jump in cannabis deliveries, things like that.
That's right, bullets and pot. Here's what seems to be going on.
It could be that people are anticipating not being able to order cannabis. And this would be the markets that were tracked by the data source we use, Weed Maps, primarily represents Colorado and California, I think, and where it's legal. And so, you know, some of that might be medicinal, but it also could just be, whoa, I don't want to be locked at home with my kids and pets and not have recreational things available to me. You know, it's interesting. They also noted that there's been a big shift in favoring edibles over either the kind you smoke, and that, you know, you don't know why, but there's supposition that it might be because people can consume those more discreetly if they're, you know, forced to be around their family all the time.
And that's What's News for this morning. We'll have a new podcast this evening and continuous coverage of the pandemic and other stories on WSJ.com and our app. I'm Mark Garrison with The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.